listening to The Crock. KNNA 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Whether you need a guitar, banjo, or ukulele, a violin, cello, or bass, or a band instrument like a baritone, clarinet, or French horn, CGS Music has it. They provide sales and rentals of these instruments and more. They also provide repair services, workshops, and clubs where you can learn new talents and show it off. For information, visit cgsmusic.net. That's cgsmusic.net. Or you can visit the store at 1244 High Street here in Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. CGS Music, where their motto is, "We dare you to enjoy the fun."
Would you like to be able to speak about life issues like abortion or assisted suicide with courage and compassion? Hi, I'm Pastor Michael Salamek, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. We're an organization that exists to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. We have resources available at www.lutheransforlife.org, or you can call us at 888-364-LIFE. That's 888-364-5433.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship on Wednesday evenings, 6:30. Please join us, won't you? And may God richly bless your day.
Want to get a painting project started but just don't have the time? Indigo Painting is here to help. Indigo Painting does interior, exterior, doors, garages, accent walls, stain, foundations, windows, and even small drywall repairs. Indigo Painting. For more information, call 402-610-1872. That is 402-610-1872. Indigo Painting, where their motto is, "Your satisfaction is our priority."
Jesus said, "Thus it is written, the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be claimed in his name to all nations." This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We here at KNNALP 95.7 are excited to be able to bring the good news of God's saving gospel to the city of Lincoln and beyond. KNNA is expanding our programming with some Spanish Lutheran devotions. These Spanish Lutheran devotions will be heard at 5 a.m. and at 5 p.m. Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Please share this good news with your Spanish-speaking friends. And if you have any comments or questions, we'd love to hear from you. Please write to us at info@thecross957.org. Thank you, and may God richly bless you in Jesus Christ.
Stand up. Stand out. Protecting freedom takes hard work. Protecting freedom takes dedication. Protecting your freedom sometimes takes the ultimate sacrifice. But the rewards are great, knowing that you are doing something important for your country. You have that sense of responsibility and accomplishment, knowing that you are doing something that you believe in. So stand up. Stand out. Thank you, veterans of the United States Armed Forces. The U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the United States Marine Corps, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of our merchant mariners. Thank you for what you have done for us, and thank you to every single one of you who continue to work in this field to protect the freedoms that we enjoy in this country.
Welcome, Lincoln and Rogue River. I cannot say that, Chad. Rogue River, Oregon. Oh, my goodness. I always say Rogue Rigger for some reason. It just won't come out
rogue
of my mouth right.
Rigor mortis? Is that what you're thinking?
Rogue
of?
Rigor mortis.
So, so welcome KRRC in Rogue River, Oregon, as well as Canada and Lincoln, Nebraska, and everywhere else in the world. Welcome to the Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk, along here with my co-host, David, and our
Hello.
Guest host, once again joining us, is Chad. Welcome
Hello.
Back, Chad.
Hello, Chad.
He approached me this morning and said, so are you doing a Y-Files today? I said, yeah, and he got that look in his eye like, I want to go. I want to be there. So here he is. I'm glad you're here. Joining us this afternoon is Pastor Clint Poppy from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And
Who dat say going to beat them Saints? It's game day, folks.
He is ready for the Saints Day. So welcome, Pastor, back to the Y-Files. Glad to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And he is fired up for this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not announce this topic on the radio or on Facebook, which I need to get back into doing that again, David.
But I did in Sunday morning Bible study. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had Chad all salivating at the lips.
And also, your sermon today, though you didn't touch on this topic, had a lot to do with it, too.
It sure did.
It sure did. So if you were listening to this morning's service, you have a good idea already. So let's just get right to it. So this is going to be about contemporary worship music. Okay, and I grew up in a traditional home,
mm-hmm.
and I was, you know, I listened to the hymns my entire life. Yeah, my dad being Pastor Kirk. Yeah, but when I got to college, I started to participate in what they call praise on Wednesday night at the college, and
shocker.
Now I already know a lot about that experience. Okay, but I'm going to bring it up anyways. So when I started going there, it was great. The music was good. It was lively. And it was led by students. and so I don't know how long I did that. I just know that at some point in time, really the Holy Spirit was moving me to ask the question.
You repented?
I kept asking myself, why does this not seem right?
Mm-hmm.
And I could not place it. I mean, I have now, but I could not place what was wrong with being involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
So the question arises, is there anything wrong or is there anything right with having a contemporary worship service? And I guess I'm going to do a little bit more of a twist to this question or add on to it. If traditional services, or any church for that matter, their congregational numbers and attendance seemingly are going down, and if we want more young people to come into the church and be more involved, why don't we, as traditional services, bring in contemporary music so we can help grow the church? I mean, isn't that what we want? So there you have it.
So of all the red herrings that you threw out there in that opening statement, which one do you want me to attack first?
Yes.
First of all, the fastest growing churches in the United States are Orthodox churches.
No way.
Way.
Hmm.
And if you've ever been to an Orthodox church, whether it be a Russian Orthodox church, an Eastern Orthodox church, oh, golly, we had somebody here for a while that was a member of, you know, one of the other, you know, Baltic kind of things there. The if you've ever been to one of these churches or seen them on TV, like the Deer Hunter, a lot of that takes place in a Russian Orthodox worship setting, you'll see that those are some of the most highly liturgical churches around. And the recent studies show that the fastest growing churches are the ones that are the most liturgical. And you couch this question with regard to traditional versus contemporary. And you also made the comment that the contemporary music at the praise activities at Concordia Seward, the music was good. Now, that's about the most subjective thing I've ever heard in the history of the world. So if we're going to have this conversation, and I think it's a good conversation to have, especially when the emotions are not running high. You know, like, I got my favorite song, and if we don't sing my favorite song on Sunday morning, it's just not going to be church. When those emotions are running high, it's really, really hard to have a reasoned, Bible-based discussion on this topic. So, Captain Jim, I'm going to ask you a question before I can fully respond. And I'm not trying to avoid anything in any way, shape, sure. or form. You know me.
Yeah.
I don't avoid the hard topics. But Jim, David, Chad, all one, two, it doesn't matter to me. When you are talking about contemporary worship, contemporary music in contemporary worship, mm-hmm. first of all, we need to define our terms, because I would submit to you that if you lined up 100 people and asked them to define contemporary worship, you would get 100 different definitions.
Right.
This is not an objective kind of a thing. For some people, contemporary worship is just anything that's new, anything that's in the last 20 years, 10 years, 6 months, whatever. For some, contemporary music has to do solely with musical instruments. Is there a band? Is there a praise band? Is there a mean guitar riff? That kind of a thing. For some, contemporary music means emotion. Something that draws extra emotion out of me. For some, contemporary worship is just something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have a congregation that's very liturgical and they always use Divine Service Setting 3 or from the TLH, page 15. For them, contemporary worship might be Divine Service Setting 1 or a Matin service or... what was big when I was a kid, the Marty Hogan Chicago Folk Mass, which was very, very liturgical, but it was new because it had been written within the last few years. For some, contemporary worship just means anything different. Hmm. Anything different.
Okay.
For some, contemporary music or contemporary worship is something that is not formal. Something that is not scripted, something that is more the Latin term is ex corde, from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are many churches, many pastors, many worship leaders in contemporary churches that script out things to the second in their worship service. But they intentionally do it in a way that doesn't look scripted because they know that it won't seem contemporary to some people. For some people, contemporary worship means just not using a book. Put it up on a screen, have the worship leader tell me what to do, because as soon as you write those words down in a book, it's not contemporary. So when we define those terms, then we can have this conversation with regard to, is it wrong or is it okay? Is that fair?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Joining us this afternoon is Pastor Clint Poppy from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and we're just getting into the discussion of contemporary worship music, worship services. So don't go away. We'll be right back with that topic. So in the meantime, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/yfiles. And we're also broadcasting this on Facebook Live. And you can see Pastor Poppy showing off his Saints
who dat
gear.
Who dat?
So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Want to get a painting project started but just don't have the time? Indigo Painting is here to help. Indigo Painting does interior, exterior, doors, garages, accent walls, stain, foundations, windows, and even small drywall repairs. Indigo Painting. For more information, call 402-610-1872. That is 402-610-1872. Indigo Painting, where their motto is, "Your satisfaction is our priority."
Whether you need a guitar, banjo, or ukulele, a violin, cello, or bass, or a band instrument like a baritone, clarinet, or French horn, CGS Music has it. They provide sales and rentals of these instruments and more. They also provide repair services, workshops, and clubs where you can learn new talents and show it off. For information, visit cgsmusic.net. That's cgsmusic.net. Or you can visit the store at 1244 High Street here in Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. CGS Music, where their motto is, "We dare you to enjoy the fun."
Welcome back to the Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk, along here with my co-host David and our guest co-host, Chad. Thanks for coming again, Chad.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It was so fun to see the look on your face when you're like, are you doing a show today?
Plus, I got Pastor sitting next to me. I got to question him, too.
So. Yeah, that's right. So joining us this afternoon is Pastor Poppy from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we just got to discussing contemporary worship, and I think there's a lot to that. So where we left off last time, Pastor Poppy, was the definition or definitions of contemporary worship music. So did you want to ask us at this point what we thought
definition is? Well, if we want to have this discussion today on the radio, then I think what we need to do is you need to tell me, when you ask me your question, of all those things that I laid out in our first segment, mm-hmm. what do you mean?
Right.
What do you mean when you're talking about contemporary worship?
I'd say a lot of what you said is what I would also agree with, but more specifically for me, when I think contemporary worship music, I think there's a band either off to the side or right up front that they're leading the worship service. I mean, and there's a pastor who doesn't seem like a pastor. He just seems like your random Joe Blow off the street coming in. And the music itself is, it's all about praising God. With using guitars, drums, and whatever means you have. It's music that keeps up with the times, so to speak. That's kind of how I would define contemporary worship music.
Okay, so hip-hop? Is that what you're talking? That would be keeping up with the times, right?
It technically, yeah. Yeah, and
I don't know of too many Missouri Synod churches that do contemporary worship hip-hop. That are doing hip-hop.
Well, I don't know.
See, Even then, there's a limit as to how far mm-hmm. people will go. And, with that basic kind of a description, I think most people, if they've gone to your average run-of-the-mill church that has contemporary worship, the way you defined it, the way you pictured it, I think is pretty common, mm-hmm. pretty standard. Mm-hmm. And that's not only in the Missouri Synod, but also the contemporary worshiping ELCA churches, the contemporary worshiping Assemblies of God, the Covenant churches here in Lincoln, the Berean Church, these kind of mm-hmm. things. That's pretty standard fare. And what has happened is in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, starting in the probably mid-80s or so, there were some in the Lutheran Church that looked around and said, hey, those churches seem to be growing. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we need to copy or do what they're doing so that we can grow too. And so a lot of churches back in those days started experimenting with a less liturgical and more, as you described it, contemporary kind of worship. They thought that it was possible to incorporate the music and even the rhythm and flow of the contemporary worship services that were in Reformed and evangelical churches, and that it would not change the substance of Lutheranism. No matter how hard they tried, and some didn't try very hard, mm-hmm. they just didn't even think about it. But the conscientious pastors and congregations tried very, very hard to have an evangelical style mm-hmm. with Lutheran substance. Mm-hmm. And they have found time and time again that it cannot be done. That it cannot be done. That when you incorporate worship styles from non-Lutheran sources, it is impossible to keep a true Lutheran substance. Now, one of the things that we've talked about before, and I believe on our last program here when we talked at some length about contemporary worship, I talked about the rhythm and flow of worship. This is a rhythm and flow in Scripture, and it carries on to a rhythm and flow in how we worship God. The rhythm and flow goes like this. God's love, our response. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
God's love, our response. You see the typical worship service that we have here at Good Shepherd. All of our services are right out of Lutheran service book, right out of the hymnal. And everyone, including the occasional services, like the funeral service, the wedding service, matins, vespers, service of prayer and preaching, you can see that distinctive flow. God speaks, we respond. His love, our response. What happens oftentimes in contemporary worship is the focus is on the response. Mm. The response is the primary thing. It's not that God is completely absent, although in some contemporary worship and in some contemporary worship songs, God is completely absent. But for the most part, the response is where we start. What do I feel? What do I think? What's going on in my life? And so we start with me, and then we look to certain aspects of how God might respond to me. And I know we're on the radio, and I promised you that I would be respectful, but quite frankly, that is bass ackwards. There is no other way to say it. When we have anything that is mixing or commingling the His love, our response, rhythm and flow of Scripture, we always get ourselves in trouble. And this is where we get ourselves in trouble with works righteousness. Because works righteousness is what I do makes God pleased with me. Mm-hmm. Rather than God is pleased with me, sent His Son to live and die and rise from the dead to bring me forgiveness, life, and salvation. And now I joyfully and freely want to respond to Him. Mm-hmm. His love, our response. When we start at the wrong place, oftentimes we're going to get ourselves in trouble.
So, Pastor, would you say like contemporary, when I look at or when I think of contemporary music, I think of emotional. So my response to God, touch my emotions, make me really sorry, make me really, I mean, is that a fair way of looking at a contemporary type music? Why they try and touch your emotions? And
I think that there is a lot of emotional activity going on, and I think in some places it would be fair to say there is emotional manipulation going on. Now, let's be honest. When you come in to God's house and you hear 200 or 300 or 400 people of God singing Thy Strong Word, or Lift High the Cross, or At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing, that brings shivers up and down my spine.
Right.
There is emotion.
Yeah.
There is emotion. But that is a natural emotion born from the His love, our response flow. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how much time we have left in this segment.
About 5 minutes.
Okay. So I'll set up the next segment. You can ask me any questions you want because I want to make sure we have ample time for this. I am not contemporary Clint. When I came to Good Shepherd, this congregation 22 years ago was 100% contemporary worship. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Did you know that, Jed?
I did know that.
Did you know that, Chadwick?
About 3 years ago.
Okay. So it was 100% contemporary worship because the congregation was floundering. It had no people. It had no kids. And the vacancy pastor at the time, the now sainted Stu Fernhaber, was grasping at straws. And we have to do something to bring people into the congregation. And so he went 100% whole hog contemporary worship. We had a praise team. We had visiting praise band people who would come in from other congregations. This was what I came to when I came to Good Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anything about it. I was completely stupid when it came to this. And so I worked really hard to catechize myself with regard to the worship materials that were out there, the worship music that was out there, and I tried as hard as I could for Good Shepherd to be that contemporary service, contemporary worship congregation that would be faithful to God's Word and the Lutheran confessions. I can't tell you how many hours I would put into crafting every individual service, checking out every song, if there was false doctrine in a song, writing to the publisher, trying to get permission to change the words, never did, not once, not ever, got permission to change. And finally, it just clicked in my brain, maybe we should have a different approach. Maybe we should just try to be as Lutheran as we can be and let God take care of the rest. And in those 22 years, we went from a congregation that was worshiping, only worshiping one, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but had 20 or 30 people a week in worship 22 years ago, to now on a good week, 350 to 400 in worship. A congregation of 100 baptized souls to a congregation of right around 900 baptized souls. So being Lutheran, being traditional, but most of all, being faithful to God's Word and the Lutheran confessions was what we did, and God took care of the rest. We just trusted His Word. Now, I am completely out of the loop with regard to contemporary Christian music. When I listen to the radio, I listen to KNNA 95.7 LP, Lincoln, Nebraska, 99% of the time. And if I'm traveling, I listen on the app on my phone. I'm on the board here. I want to know what's going on here. I want to be able to know firsthand. And so I did a little research with regard to the Billboard Top 50 of Contemporary Music. And I printed off the Billboard Top 50 of Contemporary Music. And I have to admit, I have not heard any of these songs. And I know very, very few of the groups. And I was able to print off the lyrics for the number one and the number two song according to the most recent Billboard contemporary music that is out there. And I would like to have a fair and reasoned discussion.
Sure.
If you said, is it wrong? Well, let's hear these lyrics, and then we can answer this collectively.
Sounds
great. Is that fair? Yeah,
sounds good. You are listening to the Y Files here on KNNA. Joining us this afternoon is Pastor Clint Poppy from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we have to take a quick break, but you can go to our Facebook page while you're waiting, facebook.com/theYFiles, and you can also see our live video feed too there. So check it out. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You are listening to KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
CGS Music is a locally owned music store here in Lincoln, Nebraska. CGS Music provides musical instrument sales, rentals, and repairs of both string and band instruments. Visit cgsmusic.net. Again, that's cgsmusic.net, or call 402-328-0000. 402-328-0677. That's 402-328-0677.
The other day, I saw someone carrying their desktop computer to listen to KNNA online. I ran up to him and asked, "What are you doing?" He just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. "I'm streaming the radio, man." As I shook my head, I pulled out my phone and showed him the free KNNA app. When he saw this, his eyes widened and shone with delight.
Dad?
And light from above shined down on him, and he began to fly with happiness and joy.
Dad!
What?
Did that really happen?
Well, no, not really. The point is, sweetheart, that you can listen to 95.7 FM anywhere in the world by using the KNNA app on your mobile device.
Indigo Painting is a registered and insured painting contractor in Lincoln, Nebraska. For new construction or home improvement, Indigo Painting can help you with your interior or exterior painting projects, including doors, windows, accent walls, wood staining, and drywall repairs. You can contact Indigo Painting by calling 402-610-1872. That's Indigo Painting at 402-610-1872.
On the air and online, listen to KNNA LP 95.7 FM anywhere in the world at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship each Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Please join us, won't you? We're located just north of 40th and Old Cheney. Thank you, and may God richly bless you today and always in Jesus.
Welcome back to the Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk Long here with David and Chad, and our guest pastor today is Pastor Clint Poppy from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church here in Lincoln, Nebraska, which, by the way, is at 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. I know there was just a spot on there, but I thought I would say that again. And also, for anybody in Rogue River, I said it right,
Rogue River.
Oregon, KRRC, welcome to the program. If you happen to be in Lincoln, this is where you can go for church. So that's pretty awesome to know that. So welcome, Rogue River, Oregon. I'm going to get it right when I say it quickly one of these times. Anyways, you can also go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheYFiles, and you can see our live feed on there as well. So we've been talking about contemporary worship services and music and the definition of it. And so now, Pastor Poppy, you said you wanted to go ahead and go through some lyrics of the top two songs.
Top two songs.
Of Christian contemporary music that's on the radio right now?
Billboard chart. Okay. I don't know if it's on the radio or not. Like I said before, I only listen to KNNA. And on rare occasions when the feed is down, I'll listen to Sirius Radio and listen to doo-wop on 50s on 5. Because if I'm going to pick the kind of music we're going to have anywhere, including church, it would be doo-wop music. That's my favorite. But I know that's not everybody's favorite. And so we need something that incorporates all people and brings people together rather than separates and divides. That's really kind of the goal here, what we're talking about. So as I mentioned before, I've been out of the more modern contemporary worship music scene for, I mean, close to 20 years now. And so I didn't know what to do. I just went on Google. And I went to the Billboard Top 20 for contemporary Christian music songs. And the most recent, I believe it was last week, the most recent week's top 50 came up. And, this was the week of January 12th. So it is as up-to-date as you can possibly get. Mm-hmm. And the number one song, and it's been on the charts and number one for quite some time, according to what I read here. The artist's name is Lauren, and I believe it is Daigle. D-A-I-G-L-E. Daigle, I'm not exactly sure, and I apologize for mispronouncing that. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. Sometimes I am trying to be a smart aleck, but not now. So the number one song is You Say. Now, when I, as the pastor here at Good Shepherd, am looking at music, whether it's from the choir, somebody wants to sing a solo, wedding, funeral, whatever, I have certain criteria that I look for. First of all, it has to mention God. And not just any God, not just the generic God, but the triune God, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Bare minimum. And then it's really, really nice if the song has the gospel, even if it's alluded to, but God's gift of Jesus, his son, in the flesh, on the cross, out of the tomb. Those are the two main things as far as the lyrics and the words. Now, we can talk about the music and whether it fits and is appropriate or whatever. That's a different topic. But as far as the words. Now, and also, you know, it's nice if it is a clear reflection of God's word and not a reflection of God's word that is confusing, misleading, or tainted. Can't be any false teaching. Can't be any false doctrine. Mm-hmm. So, Lauren Daigle's You Say, the number one contemporary Christian song today. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am. Because I need to know, ooh, ooh. I didn't make that up. It's right here in the lyrics.
Thanks for adding the ooh, ooh.
I want to be faithful to the lyrics.
Ooh, ooh.
You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, oh, you say that I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me, I believe. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth. In you I find my identity. Ooh, ooh. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say, it's hard enough to do this, guys, without you giggling in the background.
It's just funny.
It's just how you say, ooh, ooh.
You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. I believe. Oh, I believe. Yes, I believe. What you say of me, oh, I believe.
Those are
the lyrics to the number one contemporary Christian song, and I would just wager, I don't know this for sure, but I would just wager that at least one Christian congregation in Lincoln, Nebraska, this song was sung or performed today. It's the number one song.
Chad?
You? Who's you?
Okay.
Who is you? You say your criteria for...
Yes. Now, you would say that some would say that it is implied that the you is God. Well, the gospel implied is not the gospel.
Mm-mm.
So
I mean, you could put anybody's name into that.
I was just thinking that,
Jim. You could go home and write these lyrics down on a little card, mm-hmm, and give them to your wife, and she would think you're the most romantic guy in the whole world. Because, quite honestly, could boyfriend to girlfriend, girlfriend to boyfriend. It's generic here. This is a backseat of the car kind of a love song. At least it has that potential.
Mm-hmm.
Now the emotions that are brought up in these lyrics, they're very real.
Yes.
And they are all a result of sin. Now, nowhere is sin or grace or faith or God, not even the generic name God, much less the one true God, Father, mm-hmm, Son, and Holy Spirit, only the word you.
Right.
But that's probably why it's number one. Because any church could use it. The Muslim church, the Jewish church, the Christian church, anybody.
The Unitarian church, which denies the Trinity, certainly could use it. And, you know, the idea with regard to the church changing culture or culture changing the church, I think this is a classic example where popular, and I don't know the tune to this song, I couldn't sing it to you or whatever, but I'm sure it's a good tune, and I'm sure it's catchy and rhythm and flow and all that kind, mm-hmm, of stuff. But and I'm sure Miss Daigle performs it to the best of her abilities and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying anything negative on that, but the feelings, the attitudes, and the emotions that I feel bad and I need some positive affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no message of sin. There's no message of forgiveness. And if you don't have forgiveness, then there's no need for the cross and empty tomb. So to say that this is a quote unquote Christian song really, really begs the question of what is a Christian song and what is contemporary, mm-hmm, worship. Now, I want to be fair. I want to be fair. And I didn't have to go very far to be fair, because the number two song this week is Who You Say I Am by Hillsong. Now, I have at least heard of Hillsong. I don't know what it is, if it's a group or a marketing agency or whatever, but I've at least heard the name Hillsong. Okay, Who You Say I Am. So you see right off the bat, You Say and Who You Say I Am, the themes are very, very similar.
You.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to the stark contrast between the lyrics between the number one song and the number two song by Hillsong, Who You Say I Am. Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me, oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I am a child of God, yes I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who I say, who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, you are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there is a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there is a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. And then the rest of it just repeats again and again and again. I'm not leaving out anything, but there are one, two, three, four more stanzas. And it ends with, in my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Now, it fails in mentioning the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. However, it does make a distinction between Father and Son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It fails in making a clear explanation of sin,
yes,
being contrary to God's law, but it does get Jesus on the cross and out of the tomb and at least some implied freedom. We have allusions to Romans 8, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed,
mm-hmm,
and Galatians 5 as well. So I would be much more inclined, as a pastor who has been charged with the care and maintenance of the souls entrusted to me in this congregation, I would be open to this Hillsong. I'd want to cut it down and condense it, you know, instead of the over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But there is some actual Word of God gospel talk in this song.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, even though it would be very, very weak by hymnal standards, that song incorporated in a full worship service of good, strong stuff, yeah, maybe. I might approve that.
You're listening to the Y-Files here on KNNA and KRRC. Welcome, Rogue River, Oregon. Pause when I say that. So we have to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nearly 1.6 million car accidents take place every year due to cell phone use or other mobile devices while driving. As a result, a 500,000 injuries and 6,000 deaths have occurred. Put down the phone and keep your eyes on the road.
Stand up. Stand out. Protecting freedom takes hard work. Protecting freedom takes dedication. Protecting your freedom sometimes takes the ultimate sacrifice. But the rewards are great, knowing that you are doing something important for your country. You have that sense of responsibility and accomplishment, knowing that you are doing something that you believe in. So stand up. Stand out. Thank you, veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the United States Marine Corps, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of our merchant mariners. Thank you for what you have done for us, and thank you to every single one of you who continue to work in this field to protect the freedoms that we enjoy in this country.
Tired of carrying your car around just so you can listen to 95.7 FM? Then download the free KNNA app on your Android or iOS device and listen to us on the go.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship on Wednesday evenings, 6:30. Please join us, won't you? And may God richly bless your day.
Welcome back to the Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk, and Pastor Poppy is loving hearing his voice on the radio. He is joining us this afternoon. We've been talking about contemporary worship music, and you just read the lyrics of that last song. That one wasn't actually bad, and you actually said that if you tweaked it just a little bit, you'd be willing to have that in a church service.
I did not make that full commitment, but I said I would be open to considering that.
Yeah.
Whereas the first one, I would be a less than faithful pastor if I allowed that song to be fed to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So to go back all the way, you know, 40 minutes to your first question,
yeah,
is contemporary worship wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, song number one that I read, yes, that would be wrong. That would be wrong. That could potentially,
yes,
do harm to souls. Contemporary song number two, there are still a couple of problems and a couple of vague issues there, but the gospel is presented.
Mm-hmm.
And as the gospel is presented, now the Son and the Father, are mentioned, not God the Father and Jesus Christ by name.
Right.
So it's still weak. It's more of an echo of the gospel than a gospel. But could God use that to bring someone to faith? Absolutely. And so as a faithful pastor, I would be open to considering that song or a song like that. And again, we haven't talked about the tune. That's probably a whole nother program, the backbeat of music, mm-hmm. and the emotional manipulation that goes on in a lot of music. Listen to Off on a Tangent. And you can hear that in the backbeat of so many of the songs, mm-hmm. that's just driving and pounding. And there have been a couple of the songs I'm thinking, that'd be good background music to a porn flick. because I'm 100% serious.
Wow. Okay.
Because of the because of the pounding and thrusting of the backbeat. And now, does anybody think about that when they're listening to that song?
Perhaps not.
It's very subliminal. It's very subliminal. So these are the kind of things that a shepherd who is called to shepherd the flock is concerned about. These are the kind of the very things that your well-intended praise service on Wednesday nights at Seward did not have. It did not have that kind of pastoral oversight. Mm-hmm. Nobody was really in charge. And I've been to places where it looks like the pastor is kind of the oddball guest. The worship team is doing their thing. And then they take a break, and the pastor gets up and preaches a sermon. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and sits back in the chair, and then the worship team does its thing again. Now, that just doesn't appear to me to be a pastor leading the flock. So
right.
we got a lot of different directions that we can go, and I know we're limited on our time.
Yeah.
So you guys tell me, based on it, you know, I've been doing most of the talking here. You guys tell me. Questions, comments, concerns, where do you want to go from here with regard to this little expose and explanation that I've tried to do with contemporary worship?
I guess I really like the structure of God's love, our response. I've never heard worship.
I didn't come up with that. It's not original.
Right.
God did it.
I believe you.
God did it in the Bible. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I really love it too.
It sort of exposes the problem, I think, with the form of actually having a praise band up front leading the worship, because it's right off the bat there is our response. There's no God's love first. It's just the response. It's like half the picture. And yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. And my background, we started out as evangelicals and then moved to Lutheranism, and just experiencing a change in emphasis, an emphasis on God's love as opposed to the response. It was just a breath of fresh air when we first changed churches.
And God's love not only as an emotion, David, mm-hmm. but God's love in action. In the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
I think that's where we need to go, because anybody can talk about the generic love of God.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who, in the name of the generic love of God, will say we should have same-sex marriage, we should have all these other things that are clearly spoken against in God's word. So that's another word. We've got to define that love. And love and truth go hand in hand. And the truth that we're talking about here is Jesus, who gives us his truth in Holy Scripture. That's where we want to bring our conversations back to all the time. I had a recent conversation with someone with regard to contemporary music at a wedding. Mm-hmm. And their definition of contemporary was something new versus something old. And they specifically came to me because they knew that we have traditional liturgical worship here at Good Shepherd. And they wanted to have, as a part of the wedding, Ave Maria.
Hmm.
Are you familiar with Ave Maria?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a prayer to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, we're a Lutheran church. We don't pray to Mary here. Ave Maria would not be an acceptable choice. And the person looked at me and was just completely befuddled, completely down, just flabbergasted is the best word I can come up with. And I said, and they were coming from a Roman Catholic background. And I said, now there is a beautiful hymn that would tie in very, very well with the service. And the name of the hymn is How Beautiful. This originated in the Roman Catholic Church. It is probably 40 years old or so. And it extols the virtues, not of the couple or the bride being beautiful, mm-hmm. but the virtues of the bride of Christ, which is believers, and God's gift to us in the Lord's Supper. And this person looked at me and said, Pastor Poppy, I just can't believe it. And I said, you can't believe what? You would approve how beautiful, and you won't approve Ave Maria? I thought you didn't do contemporary music. See, old, new, working from a completely different framework mm-hmm. than what I was talking about. And so that would be one example of a music song, and we've had that a dozen times or more here at Good Shepherd. That's mm-hmm. a more modern, new song. It's got kind of a catchy little tune to it. I'm told that it's got a tough range for soloists to sing. It takes somebody special to sing it. Mm-hmm. But the content and the music work together.
We have about 2 minutes. So, Chad, do you have anything you'd like to add or ask?
Yeah, I guess when I think of contemporary or a different type of worship, in the way I view it would be when we don't have a divine service, when communion is not offered. For me personally, that's when I think of more of a contemporary or a different style of worship. It's when the sacraments are not offered.
Yeah, and I think that is a good reflection, because with our Lutheran understanding of what the sacraments are, this is God's love. Mm-hmm. It's not our response, it is God's love. And so in most of the churches where contemporary worship is the main thing or the main way that they worship, the sacraments are non-existent, or they are rarely existent because they're no big deal. The important thing is my response. It is not God's love to me in that very, very tangible way. We've got a lot more to say on this, and so we're going to have to continue this on, because there's a couple of places in Scripture that talk about psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And there are some people that'll say, oh, that's spiritual songs, that's contemporary worship. And we need to look at what the Bible says and what those words actually say, so that we can have a reasoned, logical response to that. Is that fair, Jim?
Yes. Sounds good. And I have you scheduled for next month, and we can save more of those questions for you then. Hopefully you can make it then. I mean, a lot can happen between now and the end of the month, I might be at the
Super Bowl watching the Saints, who are going to kick off in about 30 minutes, folks.
I see what's more important. Anyways, you guys have been listening to the Y-Files. Thanks for listening. Rogue River, Oregon, KRRC. Thank you, KNNA listeners here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the rest of the world. This has been the Y-Files with myself, Captain Kirk, along with David and Chad. Thanks, Chad, for coming back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And Pastor Poppy, thank you for coming back onto the Y-Files.
My
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. And you can go to thecrossn57.org, the Y-Files page, and check out all the other episodes that we've done if you've missed any of them. It's all archived on that page. You can also go to the Y-Files page, facebook.com/Y-Files, and take a look at the live feed that we just had, because I'm about to turn it off. So goodbye, everybody. So anyways, it's time to go. Have a great week in the Lord, Lincoln.
Hoodat.